Well, if you thought the season was just starting, it means you are lagging behind because we've gone past the CAF Confederations Cup final, the CAF Champions League final, the MTN 8 final, and now it's the Telkom knockout final. Bloemfontein Celtic versus Bidvest at the Kings Olatini Stadium on Saturday. Hello, my name is Nkululeko Nkeu, and this is the weekend special brought to you by Venthook. In this show, you will hear from Benny Masikwa Meng, the celebrity chef who's been with us on this journey for weeks and weeks on end. And what does he want here? He wants to give us the best tips possible when we enjoying our football. We can also enjoy a lovely braai with our friends and family, so you'll hear from him. You will also hear from Peter Roth, who's an NFT specialist who also contributes to the Sokala Duma newspaper. He'll talk to us about the fixtures for this week, upcoming this weekend. And we also hear from Celtic, from a Celtic super fan, you know him, and we'll also hear from another super fan from the side of Bidvest.
Venthook Beer and Chef Benny are searching for SA's best shisanyama. With nominations now in, visit venthookbeer.co.za to vote. To see your shisanyama win, dial *120*4321# and vote for your favorite. You can also stand a chance to win instant prizes or tickets to the main event. Just buy any Venthook Beer, dial *120*4321# and enter your underliner code. Venthook, 100% pure taste, 100% pure enjoyment. Enjoy responsibly. Not for sale to persons under the age of 18.
Ladies and gents, without any further ado, let's now look at the news that we're making football headlines throughout the week. Bafana Bafana forward Lebohang Manyama scored 2 goals and bagged an assist in the Turkish Cup for his team Atike Konyaspor on Wednesday. Manyama and his team won the game 3-0 against Batman Petrospor, with the forward showing his class. The former SuperSport United player made an assist for his teammate Vedat Bora, who scored Konyaspor's first goal in the 37th minute of the game before netting a brace himself on the 55th and the 65th minute, respectively, helping his side move on to the next round of the Turkish Cup. And moving right along then, lastly, in the National First Division, Luyolo Nomandela has been suspended by Mthatha Bucks for ill discipline, as confirmed by the NFD club. Nomandela joined Bucks in September, and now with only 2 months with the team, it has been confirmed that he has been suspended along with one of his teammates in the Eastern Cape outfit. Prior to joining Bucks, Nomandela has had a stint with Cape Town City, whom he joined in December last year and left in April this year. Bucks have issued a statement on the club's official website, on the club's official Facebook page, confirming that the former Mamelodi Sundowns player, as well as his teammate Sifiso Ntjolo, has been suspended. And now, to the main topic or the main talking point of the day, we asked you a simple question: who do you think is going to win the Telkom knockout? And we've had responses galore. We'll play them throughout the show as usual. And first off, let's hear from you. Who you think is going to win the Telkom knockout between Bidvest and Celtic, Bloemfontein Celtic?
Bidvest all the way. Bidvest is going to win by 2-0.
My name is Tulumano, and coming to the game, I think Bloemfontein Celtic will come with a victory. Yeah, it's Bloem Celtic all the way.
Okay, good day. My name is Nkagisang. My name is Khaula, and then I'm from Soweto, Dobsonville. So basically, this weekend I'm going with Vets, simply because besides their performance in the league, they've been doing quite well in the TKO. And then coming to this final, I think they're going to have to prove a point, because this season, if you can look at the log table, they are currently at the bottom. So coming to this game, they'll be going all out to prove the point that, okay, even though they are not doing well in the league, but still, they still have that champion mentality. And then with Celtics, I don't think they have anything to lose, really. It's just an honor for them to be in the final. So I'm giving this one to Bidvest. So the final score, I think 2-1, yes.
Well, there's been an amazing amount of response on Facebook regarding who you think is going to win this year's edition of the Telkom Knockout. And we thank you very much for your responses on voice notes as well. We've been inundated with a lot of them, and it splits in half. A lot of you saying Verts, and as much of them, the fans that is, saying Celtic will win this time around. Taking a look at the journey of these two sides going into the final, interestingly, once again, Bloemfontein Celtic taking two penalty shootouts en route to the final, with thanks to Patrick Tinyem for the most part in knocking out teams like SuperSport United. Another team that they knocked out was Platinum Stars in normal time, and the last one, the semi-final, they knocked out Polokwane City via penalty shootouts. Bidvest Wits on their way to the final, they knocked out Free State Stars, their voodoo team, in extra time by 4-2, and they simply defeated Baroka FC by a single goal. And the most controversial one, obviously, was the match against Kaizer Chiefs, where they won 1-0 with Wiseman Meyiwa being sent off and James Keane scoring the solitary goal that separated the two sides. Just quickly on Facebook, there were a lot of your responses. I will just take a few of them, with SK Mondile saying Celtic will win by 4-0 against Bidvest Wits, and Neymar Gumape says that the game will be decided on penalties, with Celtic being the winning team. Tembinkosi Foxa says Celtic is going to win the game. They are playing good attacking football. And Vuyo Vakalisa saying Wits, not even given a scoreline. Azola Ntamehlo saying 3-2 Wits, Celtic 0. Sean Saiga Sibindi says go clever boys, go. And Khumumo Buni says 3 to Celtic and 1 to Bidvest Wits. And more now from your voice notes.
Go ya le ka mogwele gore ke di bona ka ona mo mafelong a beke gore lebeletse sebasela sa Bloemfontein Celtic si welele ba tle ba thulana le Bidvest Wits bo mampudi ba PSL 2016-2017 season ga ke lebeletse ga bo se fela go le ka mogwele gore ditlhopha tshetse pedi di a raloka ka gona di bapala ka gona ke mo ile gore ke lebeletse gore ba ile gore nge bana le maitemogelo mo go dipanishano tsa megopo ke lebeletse setlhopha sela sa Bidvest Wits ke bona ba e le gore ke bona o kare ba tlo thopa papadi ga bonolo fela. It's gonna be a walk in the park for Bidvest Wits ga ba tle ba shashara ba betha ba phiatla Bloemfontein Celtic ka nnotse pedi go ye tee ya Bloemfontein Celtic a re di emeleng re bone gore na di re tshwaretseng mo mafelong a beke.
You can still win tickets to the final event in the Ventwook Beer. Search for SA's Best Shisanyama. Buy any Ventwook Beer, dial *120*4321#. Enter your underlying code and you could join us on the 10th of December at the Nazareth Expo Oval in Soweto. Enjoy responsibly, not for sale to persons under the age of 18. Well, we've been accompanied by celebrity chef Benny Masikwameng throughout the shows for the weekend special, telling us about the braai and the meat and the spices and the level of temperature with the fire. Now, Chef Benny interestingly speak to us about his favorite football team in the Premier Soccer League. Let's hear from him.
It's not a secret. I'm a Chiefs fan. I've been, because, you know, ever since I was born. And funny enough, I grew up in a household where my dad was a Sundowns supporter and my brother was a Pirates supporter, and my mom went with my dad. But I'm a true Kosi fan, and that you will see in my car, in my kits, in everything I talk about soccer. Kaizer Chiefs is, you know, the team.
We now joined on the line, Sokala Duma Radio, by Botha Msila, who is a super fan in the PSL for Bloemfontein Celtic specifically, but generally a PSL fan. Botha, thank you very much for joining us on Sokala Duma. How's it going?
Thanks a lot. And then thanks to all the Sokala Duma listeners and everybody who's a Sokala Duma family.
All right.
And I just want to say I'm in Devon now. The weather is good. It suits both two clubs. Play a good final, and the fans must be coming now to the stadium.
It's as if you were reading my first question, because I was going to ask your opinion. Durban, do you think it's a fair venue for you as a neutral venue? And Kings Wellington Stadium specifically, is that a fair venue for you and Bidvest Wits?
It's a fair venue for us, Bloem Celtic. If you still remember 2012 or 2014, we won this Telkom knockout here in Durban. So for us and the players and the supporters and the management, this suits all of us, Bloem Celtic team. So it's going to be easy for us because we have been adjusting with the weather and we understand everything. So everything is going to be 100% for all of us.
And now let's take a look at the final itself. You've come through via two penalty shootouts thanks to Patrick Tinyem for the most part in the penalty shootouts. What do you foresee happening in the final? How do you think the team is going to line up? And what do you think the result is going to be?
I think it's a learning curve for both the club and then the coach, in fact, and then the strikers. Because we need to do that to get goals. We cannot win by only winning by penalties, because penalties is a lotto. You might win, you might not win. So I think the coach and the technical staff, they've worked on that issue of scoring goals. I think our strikers, they need to be hungry enough to score goals. They need to be sharp enough to score goals. We, the fans, will come in numbers. We shout, we chant, we make noise, we intimidate our opponents. While we are doing that on the stand, while we are doing that on the ground, we want to see the players doing the same thing in the field of play. We, the Celtic fans, we are here to rally behind our team. What we want from the team is for them to score goals and make sure that we bring this cup back to Bloemfontein.
If I were to say to you, Bidvest Wits will have the guys like Steven Pienaar, James Keane, Amir Kamal, Kabatino Mango is back, what would you say to me as your main man for the final?
You know, I'm not afraid of anyone. You can see Steven Pienaar, performance-wise, is not playing well. I'm not convinced with this play. Mahango is going to play in the final. He was not playing, was suspended. So I think match fitness is a challenge again. You mentioned so many players. I'm not afraid of them. As we can see, it's not performing. Now, the challenge is both the coach, technical staff, and everybody, they are afraid that if they lose this game, the coach is going to be fired. So they are going to defend the play as a unity, not to make mistakes. That's why I'm going to capitalize and hammer them and make sure that take this cup back to football day.
And who are you going to hammer them with? That's the point I'm trying to get at. Are you going to give me Mapena? Are you going to give me Nyundu? Who are you going to hammer them with?
You must understand that I do have your Nyundu, a striker that can take more than four players. Hello? He's strong. He's a man who can even dribble. He's good, Nyundu. So I'm saying Nyundu is going to take four, maybe strikers. And also you have your Matasela.
Absolutely.
Your Matasela is... Yeah, Mashasela Sasilisi. That man will go and make sure that he penetrates going forward. You have Mabasa, the one who took us to the final. You have it's coming. What is the my striker? He's coming back also. He was being rested when we play a Pirates. Vika Vika. Yeah, everybody's coming back now. So I have your Litswalo. No, I've got the players who are going to compete for this final.
All right. And in wrapping up our conversation, the score line for me quickly. How many goals do you think you're going to score? What will be the score line for the final?
I'm gonna score two goals. But when they don't behave, I'm going to score five goals. Only when they behave, I'm going to be nice to them because they're students. I'm going to give them only two goals. But if they don't behave, they don't respect my team, I'm going to give them five goals.
And they won't respond to the five goals. It's going to be 5-0.
It's going to be 5-0.
All right. Botham Sila, thank you very much. Enjoy Durban and hopefully you'll come back with a trophy.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I'll come back with the trophy and give me a call on Monday to tell you how I was celebrating the trophy.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, Botham.
Thanks a lot and thanks to all the soccer supporters.
Good afternoon. Well, I really think that Peter Vels is going to take the trophy this weekend based on their defensive record compared to the defensive record of Bloemfontein Celtic. Obviously, I feel that Bloemfontein Celtic has better chance to win the game, but due to their unpredictable way of play, I really feel that Bidvest is going to take this one with two goals. And maybe Bloemfontein takes their chances. They will probably score one goal.
Ivets is a winner ngoba ifuna unyusa igama layo, so kwenyanzeleka uba iperforme kakhulu kule game yayo.
We are now joined on the line by Bidvest Wits, very, very good fan of Bidvest Wits, Mpo Ramahlo, Bidvest Wits fan. We thank you very much for joining us. How are you doing, sir?
No, I'm good, and how are you doing, sir?
I'm very well, man. Botham Silla reckons that they will beat you 5-0 if you don't behave. 2-0. How do you respond to that?
You. I mean, like, it seems like both of them, it's like, you know, those games, they're rolling games, like, there won't be any player for Bidvest.
Okay, and your alternative result, what, he thinks if you don't behave, it will be 5-0, and if you behave well, it will be 2-0. What do you think your team, how do you think your team is going to go to, is going to do in the final?
You know, we want to be professional on this one. So a professional score. We give them one, and they will play for 15, before 15 minutes, we give them one.
Mm.
And the only thing they will cover for the whole 90 minutes and the extra time for 70 minutes, the only thing they will cover, they will never, ever, ever come to us. Just a professional score, 1-0, James King.
All right. Are you concerned, though, that because your team is, you are the reigning champion, I'm speaking now with the privilege, I'm speaking with a person that has won a title, they are reigning champions, but I'm also speaking to a person who's number 16, bottom of the log. Are you concerned that the league form is going to affect this final somewhat?
No. You know what? Like, it's still early for us to worry about the league. Remember, we wanted something to start with. Last time we started the top 8, and now we want to take Telkom. After Telkom, that's where we'll be thinking about our position in the league to defending our title. But for now, our spirit and so it was, we need to get our name on Telkom Cup. Remember, our name is not there. We are not there on the Telkom.
Mm. And do you think that Durban, King Goodwill Zwelithini Stadium, is a fair venue for us, for you and Celtic as a neutral venue?
No. To me, it's like Telkom is undermining the Celtic and Bidvest. I mean, King Zwelithini is like Tembisa Makuleng, not even Makuleng Stadium. Like, you know, to me, they're undermining us. We as supporters, I think the venue is not accurate for us. I mean, this is a final. It's not like a premiership game. You know what I'm saying? So we wanted a respected venue. We have Mpumalanga where we can go. We have City of Chuan where we can go. With how can they give us a small stadium like that?
Mm-hmm. Do you not think that there was a concern that you would not be able to fill up a 50,000 stadium, for example?
A cup game is different. And remember, each and every supporter from other 15 teams that are there, they will have to come and witness who the champion, when will they crown the new champion, Bidvest. Mm. So, if everybody comes, do you think it's going to be for other fans and we said, yeah, the stadium is sold out. Things are sold out. It's not fair. Give us a venue, and if you don't fill up, that's going to be a concern. But I don't think the people that love soccer, always when you go to Moses Mabhida,
I totally get your concern now. Looking then back to the final, Steven Pienaar, Dylan Klassen is back, Gabadino Mango back from suspension, Ben Mutuare is back. You guys look like you are a strong team. However, your league form is a concern. What would you like to see in the striking force? Amir Gamal, James Keane, Gabadino Mango, Eliza Rogers. Who would your attacking pairing be?
To me, Mwango, okay, they can give him a run. James King, they can start with Mwango and Gamal, and James as a sub. I know James is going to score for us.
All right, so that's pretty much your preferred attacking front line. All right, Paul, we thank you very much for your time. You said your prediction is 1-0. We wish to see you in Durban. We thank you very much for talking to us on Soccer Laduma.
Pleasure, my boss. Let's meet in Durban and witness Bidvest's name on Soccer Cup. We'll be leaving the cup. I'll be inside the stadium leaving the cup. Mofosa, you'll be outside singing as they do from A to Z for us to go and take the cup and come back to Joburg.
Hello, Sokala Duma. This is Chulane Ngubo from Deep Kloof, Soweto, Gauteng. All right, in terms of the this weekend's game between Pietersburg Wits and Bloemfontein Celtic, I think it's going to be an interesting game. I think the underdogs will come out victorious, which is, when I'm talking about the underdogs, I'm talking about Bloemfontein Celtic. I think Kevin Hans boys will come into this game with a lot of confidence, thinking that they will scoop another cup. Unfortunately, not this time around, because the underdogs will come blazing. Believe me or not, they are on form. Bloemfontein Celtic are on form. And I believe that this weekend's game will end on 2-1 to Bloemfontein Celtic, regardless of what. And for the fact that Bloemfontein Celtic's fans will come out in numbers, I think that will also give them that moral support to carry them over and then take the cup, take the Telkom Knockout Cup to Bloemfontein.
All right, we're now joined on the line by NFT expert who's been in the game for a while now, Peter Watt. Thank you very much for joining us on Sokala Duma Radio. How's it going, sir?
Yeah, pleasure. Everything's going well. I think regarding NFT, last week we saw an amazing 20 goals in just five games, which included two quite unexpected results. Ubuntu thrashing Mthatha 4-1 and Joma doing the same to Mbombela.
That was 2-4-1 scorelines there. Ubuntu, would you say that you expected something like that away from home with Franklin Kell, the veteran, scoring a goal? Did you expect something like that to happen last week?
Look, I didn't expect that, especially in Mthatha, you know, but it seems like Bucks have suddenly dropped from title chasing. They're now 10 points off the pace, which, you know, they've actually only 4 points from the drop zone. So both the bottom and the top are extremely tight. And Jomo, yeah, Jomo suddenly come to the fore. I mean, he's now only 2 points behind the Lions of the North. So, yeah, exactly. You know, we expect that from Jomo. He's an experienced campaigner, you know.
And when you look at Ubuntu FC Cape Town, who are number 16 with 9 points after 12 games, we were speaking in previous weeks. We had interviewed someone who was also doing similar kind of job that you do following the National First Division. And he mentioned that, you know, a church organization or an organization that is not familiar with running a football club, a semi-professional football club, is a recipe for disaster. Do you see any kind of sunshine at the end of this tunnel for them? Is this the position that you think they would occupy throughout? Are there any signs that they will come out of this?
Look, I think this weekend they play All Stars in Para, which is a massive Cape derby. And I reckon that they're going into that with a lot of confidence. If they can get another win there, which will give them 12 points, I think then we're nearly halfway through the league. And they might strengthen if they can get a decent striker in January. You know, it's anybody's guess. You know, look at the bottom of the look. Even Richards Bay is just a point above them. And they've just been hammered by Tux 3-0, and they face Highlands Park on the weekend. So, you know, it's probably going to go down to the last game of the season with bottom and top.
Now, when it comes to the bottom of the league, last one from me about this, how it's shaping up. Royal Eagles. It's kind of unexpected because in previous seasons we saw them investing a lot of money buying players that were formerly PSL superstars. What would you say went wrong this time? They are number 14 with 11 points, just 1 point away from the relegation zone. Quickly about them, what is it about them? What do you know? What is going on with the club?
I think there's a lot of politics. This is possibly what's happening there. You know, people interfering, management interfering. You know, Brandon Trotter, the assistant coach, has just joined Cape Town All Stars, and I think there's a lot of unhappiness in the camp. They might have good players, but if they're not gelling and if there's a lot of politics, no team is gonna be confident going forward. So I think that's one to watch. I mean, I would have also not expected them to be so far down. You know, I expect Utongati and Super Eagles to be down there. But not Eagles. Yeah, that's definitely one to follow in the future. Yeah, they've got to turn that around. Whether they're going to get another coach, and we don't know.
And at the top of the log, before we look at the fixtures for this weekend, Highlands Park, University of Pretoria, Jomo Cosmos, 23 points, 22 points, 21 points, just separated by a few points in between, and Bombela not too far away. And I think probably the top 8 is not too far away, because they're separated by all in all 6 points. But Highlands Park, University of Pretoria, and Jomo Cosmos, for you, those are the contenders, or they're just teams in good form at the moment?
Look, don't rule out Real Kings. And Stellenbosch. I think Stellenbosch have had a bit of a dip recently. And All Kings, they've got a quality side. I just interviewed their goalkeeper, Ricardo.
Ricardo Garcia, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, he was telling me what a wonderful team they've got. You know, they might be rookies, might only be their second season, but yeah, they're doing extremely well. They're unbeaten at home. But yeah, let's say those top three, Jomo, anything can happen. I reckon, the top three are the ones. We don't know who's going to get automatic promotion. But,
It can come from one of the top three.
Yes, correct.
And in looking at this week's fixtures, just a pick of the weekend for you, a few fixtures. You've mentioned Ubuntu and Cape Town All-Stars, and we know why that is important. It's because Ubuntu, bottom of the log, and Cape Town All-Stars making technical team changes, not in good form. Last week they drew against Utongati 0-0. Let's look at the other fixtures for you. Which are the other standout fixtures for the weekend?
I think Black Leopards coming to Harry Gwala. That's because Black Leopards have won two in a row under their new Belgium coach.
Yeah.
So if they put another nail into Eagles' coffin, they'll be right up there. Tucks entertain Chakuma, which will be another interesting one, because they drew their last game at home with Eagles. So they'll want to fight. Another good one is the KZN Derby. Utongati and Real King.
And that's pretty much those fixtures for you, and the standout fixtures for you. All right, thank you very much for your time, Peter Roth, and your insight on the National First Division. We really appreciate it. We'll speak to you as the season unfolds and goes by.
Pleasure, guys. All the best. Thanks, hey.
And without any further delay, let's then give you the fixtures officially in the National First Division that we'll be playing this weekend. Stellenbosch FC will be hosting the Super Eagles at 3:30 on Friday. Then Saturday, a lot of fixtures playing. Royal Eagles hosting, like Peter said, Black Leopards FC, Ubuntu FC Cape Town hosting Cape Town All-Stars in the Cape Town Derby being played at Pero. That game is at 3 o'clock. All matches actually playing at 3:30 rather. Amatux hosting Tsakuma Tsamatsibandira. Jomo Cosmos traveling to Witbank Spurs. Richards Bay will be entertaining top of the log Highlands Park. Utongati will be hosting Real Kings FC. And then on Sunday, the only one game being played will be number 4, Mbombela United hosting Strugglers at the moment, who recently changed their coach, Umtata Bucks. And at the top of the table, number 1, 2, 3 consists of Highlands Park, University of Pretoria, and Jomo Cosmos respectively, 23 points, 22 points, 21 points respectively. And at the bottom of the log, number 14 is Royal Eagles with from 12 games with 11 points, Richards Bay with 10 points from the same amount of games, and Ubuntu FC Cape Town languishing at the bottom of the log there with 9 points from 11 games.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Well, we've reached the conclusion of our show. We thank you very much for listening. Will it be Kevin Hunt or Mr. Veselin Jelusic? Who knows? Only time will tell. We'll see you on the final in Durban. We thank you for listening to the Sokala Duma Weekend Special brought to you by Ventug. I am Nkululeko Nkeu, and for now, it's goodbye.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.